Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Quinn Buckner, who of course is the TV analyst for the Indiana Pacers, but what a career Quinn Buckner has had. He played on some great Indiana teams in college in the 70s, of course, including the last team to have a perfect season. He was on some of those great Celtics teams, including the team. And I want to start there, Quinn, and thank you for joining us. You were on the Celtics team when Kurt Rambis got clotheslined by Kevin McHale, right? You were on that team, weren't you?
Ooh, that's one way to describe it.
That was crazy. I mean, those, you know, we've seen a lot of documentaries on the Celtics-Lakers rivalry from the 80s. What was it like being a part of that?
Well, it was, it's almost like you were a rock band because you got Larry Bird and Kevin McHale and those guys. So it was very much like that. You know what I mean? Like, you go every place you go, there are people there that they're looking to try to hang out. I mean, it was actually, for me, it was a little bit crazy. I wasn't quite used to that. So it took some getting used to for that.
We're talking with Quinn Buckner, Indiana Pacers analyst, reminiscing a little bit. Before we go to the Pacers, Quinn, let's just go back to your time in Indiana. Obviously, you can't, was it Bobby Knight's second year when you were a freshman?
It was.
Okay, so, you know, obviously we all know the legend of Bobby Knight at that point. Give us just some thoughts on him, on how it ended for him, and the season where you guys had the last perfect season. Could you have imagined that all these years later there's nobody else would do it?
Well, we couldn't imagine that before the season started, I should say, that this prior summer, we couldn't imagine. But Coach Knight had made it pretty clear at the beginning of the year that winning every game was the goal. I mean, it was not just, you know, winning the conference or the whatever. It was winning the national championship, and if we do what he, and if he says you do what I tell you to do, then everybody will have a hard time beating you. He made it pretty clear that was the goal from the get-go. But from there, you just go and play. I mean, he was such a guy that kept us on our toes about what it was we were trying to get accomplished that, you didn't, you know, obviously you're not challenging it at all. So you just go do what you do and just try to have fun with it.
All right, Quinn, let's get to this Cavs-Pacers series here. It's got to be, you know, exciting for Pacers fans, right? I mean, the team this offseason, you know, Paul George walks, or he's traded rather, to OKC. And, you know, maybe you guys felt differently about the trade than we did here in Cleveland, but it seemed like there was going to be a little bit of a rebuild and it was going to take some time, but boy, you guys sure got your you know what together and got back to the playoffs with even a better seed and had a heck of a year with Oladipo really becoming a star.
Yeah, it's been a heck of a year. I mean, it's been successful, you know, for those who don't play already, but those of those guys that play, it hadn't been successful in their minds because they're still trying to get something accomplished, which I have to give them much credit for. But I think there were a number of people who felt like there was the deal was a bad deal for the Pacers. And I don't think anybody ever thought that, but I have to say this. I'm not sure anybody absolutely knew that at this point Victor Oladipo was going to be what he's become. And he's done a terrific job of, coming and playing hard and doing the kind of thing. But he hasn't been alone. I mean, Sabonis is a good player. Dan Collison, Corey Joseph. What I would say is Kevin Pritchard has done a fantastic job in basically changing the team on the fly and have the kind of success it has.
We're talking with Pacers analyst Quinn Buckner, former NBA player coach. Quinn, when you look at, you know, I feel my sense here in Cleveland, usually we completely dismiss the fans, most of us in the media, completely dismiss the Cavs' first-round opponent because it's LeBron and LeBron never loses in the first round. I do think it's a little different this year because Indiana's been really good. The Cavs are a lower seed than usual, and there's a little more question about the guys around LeBron. But I still sense that most of the fans think there's no chance that Indiana can beat the Cavs. In Indiana, is it different? The fans, the people there, think the Pacers can win?
And I've obviously been at this for a long time and respect very much what the fans think. The issue becomes what the players think.
True. Yeah.
You know, because they're the ones that are going to have to impact the game. And I think these guys believe that they have a chance. They believe that they're going to win. Now, that having been said, you still got to go beat the best player in the world. And
right.
that, I think, where sometimes, and this is one of the things that I think people do with great players, you take them for granted. And I don't think you can ever do that. Well, we should not do that with LeBron. What he's done this year has been phenomenal. And with all due respect to Harden, who I think has had a terrific year, I don't believe there's ever been anybody in the history of this game at this stage in their career that's had the kind of the year that LeBron's had. And let's take it all the way. You've been there the entire year. To watch them change the face of the team in the course of the season, during the season, and still watch him find a way to carry his team to the point they're now where you got home court advantage. I'm not sure if you looked at sometime in January when they were struggling that a lot of Cleveland fans thought that.
Right.
They were really struggling with that. So let's not kid ourselves. You're playing against a great player that is one of the smartest guys that I've seen in this business in a long time. And I mean from a playing standpoint, but if you watch the things he's done off the court as well, that has the ability to decide any game at any moment. That's what the Cavs have, and that's what the Pacers have to try to defend against.
Would you vote LeBron MVP?
Without batting an eye.
Without batting an eye.
Wow.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
LeBron is the best player in the game. Harden's having a heck of a year. He's had a couple of heck of a years. But when you're talking about Scott, LeBron, I guess the way you can look at it is James Harden's team has changed some. I don't think there's any question about that. But, you know, LeBron has carried multiple teams not only through the course of the year, but to the finals. And,
right.
you know, he's not there yet this year. But if you look at what he's doing, again, with the team, they changed the team on the fly. And he still
right.
managed to get them solidly in the playoffs at home court advantage. That's unheard of.
We're talking with Quinn Buckner. Quinn, you played with Larry Bird. You played in the rivalry against Magic Johnson. At the end of your career, you played against Michael Jordan. You got LeBron now. Kobe's been in the league. You know, obviously, you probably know Bird better than the rest of the guys. But with those five guys, is there a trait between those five guys that there's something in common between them all?
Yeah, they're all talented and they're all smart as all get out. I happen to know Larry and Michael really well.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, they're smart as all get out. And I know people who know LeBron. I don't know him. He's much younger, obviously, than I am.
Right.
And what I see on the court, given talent, and this is the interesting thing, I think, you know, about all the sports. Guys can have talent. The question becomes, when the game gets to this point, playoff times, those X and O's move, and they move differently. And when people can scout you over a prolonged period of time, that means you got to make an on-court mental adjustment. Now, it's not only the mental adjustment, but it's the execution of the adjustment that you have to be able to do on the fly. Smart people tend to do that a lot better than those that are not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quinn, let's get to this matchup here. Of course, the Cavs play the Pacers on Sunday, 3:30 at the Q. They get game one underway. I'm excited for this matchup. It's going to be fun. You know, Coach McMillan's kind of changed the philosophy there. It seems like they get up and down a little bit more on offense. And, you know, when you got some athletes like Oladipo and Collison, and you mentioned some of those other dudes who are really good, Miles Turner too, and Thaddeus Young. It's a nice little young squad. It's fun team to watch.
Go ahead. It is fun to watch. This has been as much fun as I've watched in quite a while
sure.
with this group. Because, again, this team has been changed and the way the guys have come to play. I mean, you got a lot of weapons. Again, what Nate McMillan has done, I thought and still think is worthy of Coach of the Year honors, because this is a guy who everybody thought was coaching one way, in which he obviously did last year with Paul George, and now you have an entirely different team and you make the adjustment, you know, during the course of the summer and things come out well. Now, good coaches, really good coaches can coach his players and he can coach your players, and I think that's what Nate has proven. Now, given that, you still have to get confidence from guys to play and play together. What this group does, as well as any group that I've seen here, is that they play together as good as any of them, any of those groups, and they play for each other. And in any group dynamic, I don't care if it's in your business with your team, if you use that with your producers, your PAs, and those groups, your guys have to be together. If you're not, then it's not as successful or as efficient as anything that you would like to have. That's what's occurred here with the Pacers, and that's why they have confidence, because they strongly believe in each other.
Hey, the one thing I wanted to ask you, Quinn, and we're joined by Quinn Buckner, who's the analyst on TV for the Pacers. You know, Oladipo is, it seems like, clearly the biggest challenge for the Cavs. Got to slow him down. Is that a fair assessment? If they do that, does that make this series over?
It makes it hard for the Pacers. There's no question about it. Victor Oladipo is the tip of the spear. There's no question about it. The year he's had has been phenomenal. But you always have to worry about the best player. We start this conversation talking about LeBron James because you talk about the best player, and then you work your way down the line. I don't think it's any different with the Pacers. The Pacers have a guy who has really, stepped to the forefront and is really learning that things are different. Now, what he'll see as different is the playoffs and being the man in the playoffs, because teams have been spending since probably whenever Ty Lue and Larry Drew decided, whenever it was decided who the potential teams were, they've been scouting them. So they will come with some techniques and schemes that you've got to adjust to, and I'm anxious to see how Victor is able to do that, and his teammates, how they react when it's done, because they're going to have to make plays, because that's what you do in the playoffs. You try to do everything you can to take out the best player, make other guys beat you. So I'm anxious to see how this team plays. What you may have, but only to some degree, is you've seen some of these guys react to that. This crew is fairly new, and obviously this year together, so no one knows what they're going to do.
We're talking with Quinn Buckner. Quinn, you talk about, you try to shut down the best player and make the other guys beat you. I would say it's impossible to shut down LeBron, right? I mean, do you go the opposite with the Cavs? Do you try to, hey, LeBron's going to kill us, there's nothing we can do, let's shut down everybody else?
Well, no, I think you play and you make everything as tough as you can on LeBron. That's really what that beast is. I mean, I don't mean that way. That's when you have players that are that good, you just try to do everything you can for that. Now, what Cleveland has to also figure out, Ty Lue and his team have to figure out, is how is Jordan going to play? How is Larry going to play? I mean, when you bring new guys in, you don't have a lot of experience. Now, Rodney Hood, I think, has the most playoff experience, but those other two don't have experience. So you don't know how they're going to play when things get difficult, which that's the biggest part, I think, of playoff basketball. People who haven't been in it don't know. How do they respond to the adversity? And adversity tends to be out the course of the game.
What would you say would the defensive game plan be for LeBron James from the Pacers?
No, you make it tough. Make it as tough as you can on it. I don't think you don't give anything.
Right.
I don't believe in that at all. What you do with LeBron is you make it as tough as you can, and then you go from there.
Absolutely.
That's a task.
Yes,
that
it is.
Monumental task.
You see Jeff Green being the main guy to match up with Oladipo?
I don't know how they're going to match up with him. I suspect they'll put length on him. I mean, I don't think there's, in my mind, there's not much doubt about that. You put length on him, but the question is whether Jeff Green can stay in front of him.
Yeah.
Going downhill, that's the same problem people have with LeBron when you think about it. He can get downhill. The difference is he's 6'8", 250.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's a big difference.
No doubt.
And is an athlete, an unbelievable player. So that's what you want to do, just try to keep. Defensively, in the way the game is today, you just want to keep people in front of you, because if you don't, what you guys have seen and what we've seen in the game is people just pitch out to the three-point shot, and then guys make shots, and now you're afraid to help on the inside for people on the outside, and then you start getting easy baskets on the inside.
How important is this first game? I said if the Pacers are going to do anything in this series, they got to win game one.
Well, I think they got to if the Pacers are going to do anything in the series, they got to win in Cleveland. That's really one of the keys.
For sure. I think they could catch the Cavs slipping maybe in game one. That's more my thought.
I don't know I don't know which one it is. I've never, I've been around this a while. It doesn't matter which one. It's just you got to figure out how to win a game there. And that's why you want to fight like heck. And guys can talk whatever they want about not having home court advantage. That's why you fight for it.
So, Quinn,
you got to beat your four teams at home.
In the end, if the Pacers pull this upset, even though it's a 5-4, it would be a pretty big upset. If they pull it, what will have to happen? Like, when you look back, if the Pacers pulled out an upset, what do you think happens that leads to that?
Well, it's a combination of things, and you never know. It's a combination of whether or not they, you know, you think they can get downhill and they shoot it well, and then you got to find a way to, because you're not taking LeBron out of games. So there's right. too many ways for him to make a contribution. The question becomes, what is the balance of that group do? That's really what it comes down to. Right. And if they don't play well, then you're going to put an extraordinary burden on LeBron to try to do this, and that over four or five or six, whatever it's going to be, game series, that's going to take its toll. Because right. he's phenomenal in terms of the shape he's in, but that he's human being, too.
Quinn, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot. Take care, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.